Hello, my name is Aleri Thomas, and as Education Officer for the Brecon Beacons National Park, I'd like to welcome you to the Nant Llech Valley. It's a secret valley with the spectacular Henrid Falls right at the top, owned by the National Trust. The steep valley sides are covered with oak and ash trees. These woods are famous for their mosses, liverworts, and ferns that thrive in the damp conditions. There are also the remains of an old water-powered woolen mill, known locally as the Factory. People lived in the house next to the mill up until the 1960s. The National Park Wardens have been working with four local schools and the Tawe Uchaf Community Council on a project to help people enjoy this special part of the Brecon Beacons. The footpath that follows the River Llech down the valley from Henrid Waterfalls to Abercraf has been improved. This is one of the four audio points along the route where you can hear local people talking about the history and the wildlife of the valley. Here's Wyn Morgan, our area warden, talking about the footpath, and Alan Bowring, our geopark officer, telling us about the waterfall.
I'm Wyn Morgan, and I'm an area warden for the western area of the National Park, especially the Tawe Valley. This is one of my main areas which I look after. The main work we've been doing in the Nant Llech Valley is improving access for the public. We've been doing causeways, steps, clearing bits of landslide, and a lot of ditching work as well. So it's all maintenance work mostly. But the biggest problem, obviously, we had was getting the materials on site to do the work on the paths because of the nature of the valley itself. Because it's so steep, it's impossible to get any motorised vehicles or anything down there. It was all manhandled and carried down into the valley.
I'm Alan Bowring. I'm the development officer for Forest Fowler Geopark. This is one of my favourite parts of the park. There's a waterfall plunging into it. South Wales's highest fall, just over 27 metres high. It was at the end of the last ice age that huge quantities of water were pouring over these falls and excavating the soft mudstones of the area to form what we've got today. If you look at the waterfall, each time the water pours over the edge and it's taking little bits of sand and stones and cobbles with it, it's eroding the fall backwards. So the waterfall started off perhaps 40 or 50 metres downstream of where it is now, and perhaps if we were to come back here in another 20,000 years, we might see the waterfall as retreated up the valley that little bit more. It's not much in a human lifespan, but over a long period of time, then you can see, some significant changes.